Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 1st, 2023. We're here for individual and group healing. And we do this one every month. It's usually our first Wednesday event because we all love it so much. And what we do with this is a series of people go into the hot seat, which means they are the focus of everyone else's healing energy. Although, as I say in the description, everybody gets healing. The allies have been spending over half of the event healing not only the person in the hot seat, but everyone else. And through some magic, each of us who's not in the hot seat is able to be the conduit for the healing energy and simultaneously receive healing energy for ourselves. And this is possible because we're not managing that from our egos. We're just relaxing and surrendering into the process. And the allies take care of it for us, which is, of course, a big theme of Awakening Plus. Relax and let the allies do for us what they can do better than our egos can. And of course, that's divine allies we're talking about. I want to welcome everyone I see on the live call. Welcome to Alyssa, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Kristen, Eric, Fran, Marianne, Nikki, Pam, Patricia, Sri Pancha Avatar, and Spirit Song. Welcome, Spirit Song. She's in a separate room from me because she can't get down the stairs with her knee, but we'll check in to see if she maybe wants to be first in line because she could use some healing. And darling, you are welcome to jump in front of the line if you wish. We'll see. But anyhow, that's still a few minutes out because what we do now is we are going to do our usual start after this little intro. I'm going to call the directions, call in our beautiful divine allies of love and light, set up a strong, clear container that is safe to work in. Then I'm going to give everyone a chance to get into embodied awakening. And then once all that's done, we will start the hot seating. And it's a first come, first serve scenario. I do want to leave space for Spirit Song to go first if she wants to, because she hasn't been on one of these in a long time and could really use some healing. So I'm hopeful that she will do that. We'll see. All right. So please now relax and just become aware of your whole body at once. And add to that any awareness you have of your energy body in or around your physical body. Good. And before we start the calling into the energies, my usual request on experiential events, please, I request you do only this. Give us your undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me, because we all co-create the energy field, and a person who's focused on this will do that more effectively, have a better experience themselves, and be a better energetic support for everybody else. If any time during the event you have to leave, something else is calling you, that's fine. Just ask the allies, please ease me out of the field. They'll do so, and you'll be able to depart early if you need to, and no one else will be negatively affected by that. All right, so again, feel your body, feel your energy body. Just kind of get your baseline awareness of that. My yawning, which I do a lot on these calls, is not about fatigue, it's about energy moving through. All right, so I invite you now to become passive. Simply feel what you feel happening as I call in the allies and the directions. And if you feel energy moving, just be aware of that. And if you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakochan Inti Kuiti. I am that I am. To set up me individually, I call it my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For everybody, we call Amma the hugging saint, ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amabhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the middle. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. All right, we'll leave a moment for anyone who wishes to summon any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent. If you'd like to do that, please call them now. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. Alrighty, that's good. Thank you. Alrighty, the container is set. Well done, everybody. I'm going to allow unmuting. So So again, I do normally we just do first come, first serve, but I know that Spirit Song may or may not. Oh, she's gone. Oh, there she is. She, you jumped to the top, and I was looking at you in the list. Hey, baby.
Well, I was going to wait until later in the evening, but I heard you say that you wanted me to jump in. Not my nature to jump in the front of the line, you know.
That's why I kept saying it. I knew you'd be reluctant, but I know that you may tire and have to leave early, so I want to make sure you get your healing juju. Are you up for that?
Sure, and I definitely believe in healing juju, and I would just like to say for anyone who might not know that I'm Benjamin's partner, that often in the beginning, I would be a part of things, but I've had a number of physical challenges, the most recent one being a knee injury in the latter part of January, just before the holidays, which has been one of the most challenging things I've ever experienced. So with the pain level that I have, I very often by evening time like this, I'm out of juice. Just don't have anything left to contribute. So, and sometimes I'm asleep by shortly after this time. So I'm thankful that I made it through today, and I'm thankful to be here. And I will be requesting healing for my knee and for highest good, for hopefully not having to have knee surgery, which is definitely a possibility. But I'm working on healing right now with physical therapy and invocations. I wonder where I got that. And open for that to happen and no surgery necessary. I do have a wonderful surgeon that I know I'm in good hands if I have to have that. But I'm going to open the door right now for all the healing energy that wants to come. And you know, Mr. Benjamin, I have had a number of miracles in my life with healing. And so I hold that possibility open too. And thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thanks for blessing us with your presence. Okay, so everyone, here's how it works. We're all going to act as passive conduits for Spirit Song and everyone else who goes into the hot seat tonight. So again, it's her left knee that needs the healing. So Spirit Song, I invite you just to relax and receive.
Okay.
And everybody else, I'm going to lead you in a brief invocation so we can be good conduits for her. So say it out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Spirit that I am, allies, please flow the energy through me for Spirit Song's highest good. May her left knee receive the most complete physical healing and healing on all levels that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and relax, be passive. The way we work in our event here is that the human relaxes, the divine power you just summon flows the energy in the top of your head, not the front of your body, over to Spirit Song. And the more passive you are, the better it works. So I'm going to specifically request that you not visualize or use effort or willpower or try to make anything happen. Please just relax and just think of yourself as a pipeline. Your higher self and these allies are doing everything for Spirit Song through you. And again, the more passive you stay, the better it works. Spirit Song, do you feel that energy going into your knee?
Yes. Yes, I had turned microphone off.
Okay. Yeah, I may ask for your feedback as we do the process. So if you don't mind leaving that on, that would be great.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. So everyone just relax, and I will kind of give commentary as I perceive what's happening. And I'm feeling a lot of energy in the field going to her. Don't be surprised if you're flowing to the person in the hot seat. If you discover you're getting some healing yourself, the allies do that a lot on this call. So because you're just staying passive, that allows the allies to sometimes bless you with whatever healing you need, even as you're here to be a conduit for someone else. And they can totally both happen at the same time. So just allow it all, be passive, and we'll relax and let that energy really flow to Spirit Song's left knee to give her the greatest possible healing that serves highest good. I may be quiet for times as well, so if I'm not chatting for a while, just know that I'm holding space. If anyone discovers their body is shaking or vibrating or trembling like mine is right now, or you're crying or making sound, or your body wants to move in a certain way, that's all fine. Don't hold anything back. Don't make anything happen because you think it should be, but if it wants to happen spontaneously, then I recommend you go with it if at all possible. Yeah, my perception is we have an excellent flow. And by the way, when I speak, I'm addressing people who are listening to the recording as well. People on the recording are sending energy just as effectively as the ones on the live Zoom call and will receive just as much bounce back healing benefit themselves.
And may I share that the tendon that has been affected along with other things, but it begins very at the very top of my leg, and that part of me right now is feeling so much energy flow.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. And just to clarify, allies, we ask for this healing of her knee and all related parts that in any way relate to the knee. So spread that healing as far and wide as needed to accomplish the greatest possible healing that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. Yeah, the healing energy has peaked and is holding strong. So we'll just relax and continue to be conduits for as long as the juju works. It will wind itself down automatically when it's done what it can. And we just relax and let it run as long as it wants to run. Now, I'm definitely feeling the bounce back. Everyone on this call, live or on the recording, is now receiving healing for themselves at the same time, which in no way diminishes the effectiveness of your flow to Spirit Song. So relax, allow yourself to receive the energy at the same time as you're being a conduit for her. The allies have no problem multitasking this. And I'm really impressed. I feel that everyone who's hearing my voice right now is doing a great job of relaxing and being a clear, open channel for the energy. Y'all are doing a fantastic job staying passive. Well done. The more passive we humans stay, the more effective work the allies can do through us. Okay, the intensity is diminishing now. And the frequency of the flow has shifted. Still going through, but it feels different now, to me at least. Now it's slowing. Do you feel all lit up, Spirit Song?
I do indeed.
Yeah, you look so luminous right now to me. Well done.
Yes.
Does that healing round feel complete for you, Spirit Song?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And does the knee feel any different now?
Yeah, it's quiet.
As in less painful?
Yes, yes.
Good, good.
And I invited healing, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Mm. And I feel such a deep sense of peace. And
good.
I'm so grateful.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right. So you feel free to just marinate for as long as you need to. If you don't feel called to be a conduit for others for a bit, that's fine. So that goes for anyone who receives healing on these calls. If they need some time just to kind of let their process run before they step up and be a conduit for others, that's just fine. So just feel what wants to happen there, Spirit Song.
Thank you.
All right. Any last questions or comments, Spirit Song, before we turn to our next hot seat person?
Just expressing gratitude and feeling so much love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to grab a notepad real quick. I'll just be a sec. All righty. So whoever, I see that Sri Panch Avatar has already unmuted, so he's next. And the way we'll do this is after this, please do not unmute yourself until I say the next person should unmute now. So we'll go ahead and do Sri Panch Avatar, but after that, let's wait until I ask for the unmutings. So I assume you would like some healing, brother? Say again?
No, I just, can you hear me?
You're very fuzzy.
Yeah.
Hard to understand. Okay. So, Sri, as usual, when we have trouble hearing you, if you could just type in the meeting chat, I'll read it out as soon as I see it there. Sorry that we're having that challenge. I see your visual. So if you want to try to speak again, go ahead. But I'm not seeing any unmuting, so I'll assume that you're good, Sri Panch Avatar, and we'll type whatever you need to communicate. Okay, good. Okay, so we're ready for our next volunteer. Whoever would like to be next in the hot seat to receive healing, please unmute yourself. The criterion is you do need to be live on the call, and you need to be able to talk with me while we do your process. So if you can do that, then feel free to unmute next if you'd like to be next for the next round of healing. Marianne, hi.
Hi.
So, how are you doing?
Good. I just had some dental work done this week and have some sores or peeling on my tongue, which is very sore, and some other tooth problems.
Okay, so sores and peeling on your tongue and then tooth problems?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And it sounds like that's what you would like healing assistance with. Is that correct?
I would.
Okay. Do you want to be any more specific regarding the tooth problems, or you'd want to leave it at that general level?
I think it's mostly upper, left, and right, just a sensitivity
Sensitivity. Okay. Okay. And I assume in all
cases. Probably a root canal. Probably in need of a root canal, which I would like to avoid.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do for you here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So anything else we need to know before we turn on the juju?
No.
All right. All right. Thanks for stepping up and volunteering. Okay. So everyone, please close your eyes. And just feel your own embodied awakening before we start. And please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Marianne's highest good. May her tongue and teeth receive the most complete healing that serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Relax and once again, be completely passive. Here comes the energy and just let yourself be the conduit. And Marianne, I invite you to stay just very passive and simply receive the energy coming in. Do you feel some of that energy in your mouth, Marianne?
I do.
Good. So you just relax, receive. Everyone else, relax and let it come through you. We'll all just relax and let it all happen. I'm perceiving that some of the people who are being conduits are going to notice sensations in their mouths because the healing is being distributed. And as I usually experience when I'm holding space for someone else, it feels as if it's happening in my body. But what I think is really happening is there is an empathic blending. And in a sense, when you're flowing energy to a person, you kind of become them to a degree consciously. And thus what seems to be happening in your body is really happening in theirs, but it feels like it's in yours. I hope that's clear enough. So anyone who feels stuff happening in their own tongue and teeth or gums, just know that the allies are seeing that you're advanced enough to hold that healing process for her. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy going down through my feet into the earth and a little bit out the hands. So that's a good sign that Marianne's getting some good healing. Okay, my body has stopped vibrating, and now I'm just aware of a strong flow of heavy energy out the hands and feet. Are you feeling that too, Marianne, the release of heavy energy out of your body?
Yes.
Good. Just let it flush. The way shamanic healing almost always works is the divine allies recognize that all physical challenges have an energetic root. And they get down to that energetic root and they flush out the heavy energy that's the challenge, or they transmute it to love and light, or they do both. And when enough of that heavy stuff clears out energetically, then the physical challenge can be eliminated. And Marianne, I don't think I specifically said this, but your best strategy is just to gently hold awareness in the area of the tongue and the teeth that you want healing in, and just using the least possible effort that gives you awareness. Just feel those areas and notice them, and just feel passively what's happening. Nice energetic shift right there. Marianne, does your whole body feel pretty lit up with energy now?
I feel a heaviness in my solar plexus.
Okay, good. So again, there are often other areas of the body that are somehow related to what you're asking for healing in. So the allies will go wherever they need to go to those related spots. Or maybe they just found something else they thought really needed attention. We did say this or something better. They have no problem multitasking multiple healings.
That's been lighter.
Good. I worked with a private shamanic healing client a couple of days ago, and there were like three or four different things she wanted worked on. And we just said, let's just do them all at once. And we just called them all at the same time. And then we just let go. And for the next significant period of time, it all got done at the same time. So we don't have to do just one thing at a time. We can do parallel processing. Marianne, did you just feel a really noticeable shift of energy in your body?
Yeah, I mean, it feels lighter.
Good. Yeah, they brought up a lot of heavy just then, and they're now just flushing it out. So it's kind of thick and sticky. So my sense is it's clearing slowly. They are moving it as quickly as they can, but it's just kind of sticky by nature. So just be patient and let this sticky stuff come out. And I just saw and felt, okay, everyone's now getting healing as well. So if you weren't already receiving simultaneous healing and you're flowing to her, you're getting it now. So just relax and receive the healing at the same time as you're being Marianne's conduit. Mother Earth is delighted to receive our heavy energy. For her, it's like a yummy, delicious snack. So freely release it to her, knowing she will make good use of it. I'm wondering if your healing cycle is complete, Marianne. How does it feel to you?
It's noticeably different feel in my mouth.
Okay. Do you still feel energy actively working through your body, or does it feel like it's kind of finished up?
I think there's a little finishing up.
Okay. We'll give it just a moment longer. And I'm still sensing everyone else getting their healing benefit as well. So no rush. I'm feeling some strong emotional clearing coming up. So if anyone else is feeling that, just be with it. When we're on a call like this, I found the best strategies is to be completely present with whatever the experience is in the moment, whether it feels good or not. But just simply accepting what is, being fully present with the sensation, is like a consistently effective strategy while we're doing work like this. For hot seat people or people who are flowing. So I, again, got a sense of possible completion of the cycle, Marianne. Does that feel complete for you now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And how do your teeth and tongue feel now?
Better.
Good.
I still have some spots, but it's better.
Okay. Well, they did what they could, and there may be continuing work on. And again, as I said to Spirit Song, if you need to just relax and let your own integration run, You don't have to hold space for others on the rest of the call. If you feel you want to and you feel ready to, that's fine. But to give your own process enough time, as much as it needs, okay? Okay, thank you so much for jumping in. Thanks, Marianne. All right, and whoever would like to be next, please unmute yourself and jump on in. As usual, I'm impressed with the politeness of our group. People just wait a little bit for the next person. Is this Cass or Jim?
Jim will speak.
So, Jim, are you coming in for the healing?
Yes.
All right. And what can we do for you?
So this is, I guess, a little different. And we talked about it last month. I'd like to work on ancestral lineage healing.
Okay.
I'm aware of some of the trauma my mother and grandmother went through, but I'm sure there's lots of other stuff back there.
Okay.
So I don't know how we proceed with that.
Just whatever ancestral healing serves highest good, we'll get it done.
Okay.
You know, the allies know better than we humans do what is most needed on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, you yourself may receive some healing as well as part of that. So you're down with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you know the drill. You've been in the hot seat many times. Just relax, be passive. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Allies.
Allies.
Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
To create the ancestral lineage healing.
To create the ancestral lineage healing.
For Jim's highest good.
Jim's highest good.
And the highest good of his lineage.
And the highest good of his lineage.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, enough words. Relax and be the conduit. Relax, let it flow through you. Jim, of course, you just relax and receive. Whoa, that's an immediate strong flow. And it's a very different flavor than what we had before. It's So just relax and we'll see what happens. What an interesting frequency. That's pretty high vibration there. Yeah, I can somehow feel that going back into your lineage, Jim. So we'll just let them do their thing. This may be one of those times when what they're doing is way above our human comprehension. So I'll narrate the best I can, but I can already tell that they're doing stuff that Benjamin simply cannot perceive. We'll just let it run. Oh, I get it. A lot of the healing they're doing, Jim, is not at the human level. There's actually healing needing to be done at higher frequencies, higher levels of consciousness that have to do with your lineage as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't seen that before. So we'll just let them take care of business. I'm feeling some sorrow and grief coming up. So whoever is sharing in that healing process, just feel that and be fully present with it. As always, try not to resist anything, even if it doesn't feel good. Just be fully present with it. And when you're in embodied awakening, when you are self-consciously, capital S self, then your presence with a disharmonious energy tends to help it to neutralize, come to love and light, or flush away. Your simple awareness and presence are all that's needed. Everyone just stay relaxed, stay open, let the energy move. It's doing very subtle stuff now. I'm getting that you have ancestors who had unprocessed regret and grief, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. That never got past. And so are you feeling some of that coming up in you right now?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot in my chest, heart chakra, throat. Yeah.
So what's happening is their grief, your ancestors' grief, is being processed right now through your body. And if you are willing to feel it completely, that will clear it for them. And for yourself, okay?
Yes. So
the simple being present, you've already, the healing invocation, you know, is called in the allies to do this for you. You just have to feel it. They'll clear it. And as always, they promise never to overwhelm, and anything that comes up will be manageable. So simple presence is all that's required. And know that there are many others on this call, live or on the recording, who are feeling this grief with you. It is being spread around for healing. Many hands make light work. or maybe many hearts make light work in this case. But you've got a lot of help here. Yeah, Jim, I'm sensing a little bit of tension. You might not even have been aware of it, but just, you know, I'm feeling it's like around the heart chakra, there's a, it's like a container or a sack that's a little bit resistant to expanding any bigger than it is. Are you feeling what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Now that you mention it, yeah.
So when there's tension in a process, here's my favorite technique. Try this. Become one with that feeling of resistance. Give it your full attention for a moment. Just feel the resistance as it is, not changing anything, just feeling it completely in its current state. And now drop to zero effort. Just relax completely. There you go. Feel how it's expanding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my favorite tool for when I find resistance in a field. Just be it for a moment, then you relax, it tends to relax with you, and then the resistance releases. Well done. Yeah. You feel much more radiant and luminous and big now. Do you feel the same way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just relax and be that. There's a little more sorrow coming into the fields, a little more regret. Anyone who's feeling that, just be with it. Just feel it until it's not there anymore. Yeah, I keep getting this vibe of regret, self-recrimination, not good enough, not worthy. Are those some energies that you've had to work with, Jim?
Yeah, it comes from my mother and grandmother.
Yeah, it's so strong in the lineage. So yeah. Whoever's feeling that, just feel it, be with it. And if that energy can just be felt one last time, maybe it'll clear for the whole lineage here. Yeah. More sorrow. Yeah, just let it all that heavy heart energy, just let it come up and be felt. Whoever's feeling it, just be with it. Okay, the energy's shifting. Interesting. Let's see what it's doing. Hey, Jim, now I'm sensing the energy is, you were pretty expanded and luminous. Now it's coming all into your physical body. Feels like they're integrating the healing that's happened. And by integrating it into your body, they're integrating it also into the lineage. Do you feel fully present in your body, Jim?
Yeah.
And am I correct? That body feels quite a bit different than when we started?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's your sense on if the process feels complete for now? Is it still churning along, or does it feel like it's wrapped up?
I think it's wrapped up. I've still got a lot of stuff going on in my chest, heart chakra, but I can probably just keep working on that as we move forward with other folks. Okay.
Surely you chest.
That burnt me out.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. And as I said to everyone else, if you need more time to process and integrate while we move on, take as much time as you need. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Cool.
And I see that Sri Panch Avatar has written in the chat. Again, he tried to speak earlier, but his audio wasn't working very well. He said, I am here to be of service. Suggestions to Spirit Song. Eat pineapple and to Mary Ann, hibiscus flower tea. Blessings. Thank you very much for those suggestions, Sri Panch Avatar. Super grateful. All right. Who's next? If you'd like to be next, please unmute yourself. And because I didn't say this, but we'll probably go to about 9:30. These calls tend to go about 90 minutes. So we've definitely got time for most likely at least two more people. So whoever would like to go into the hot seat next, just unmute and we'll do it. Vivian, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes. And the birds.
Yes. Excellent. Yes. Yes, I'm sitting outside surrounded with birds. I've come back from a holiday in New Zealand, so
sweet.
Timing wasn't at all possible in the middle of the afternoon. So, yeah. I've got one or two moments of feedback. Is this the right time to say that before I ask for what I want?
Yeah. That's fine. Just try to keep it kind of...
They may, of course, be connected with my own process.
Oh, by all means, go ahead.
That's how it happens. Spirit Song in the process for you at the height that of the energy, the chimes here started just chiming very intensely. And I had the impression that or the thought really came in that this knee issue might be about the spiritual template of your physical body being realigned, because what you came in with spiritually wasn't quite a match for what you had to deal with your inherited body. And so there's some kind of realignment going on at an interior level. To kind of bring you back more in connection with the divine intention for your physical presence. So that was the thought that came in.
Thank you, Vivian.
And for Mary Ann, I got a very strong sense of salt and water, rinsing with salt and water would be great. So that was clear, a bit like the hibiscus tea. And there were some impressions for Jim, but I might hold that back for now and see what else comes up. I'm sorry, Jim, later on maybe. For me, I come back feeling very relaxed into what looks like a busy year. I need to write, but I'm about to see my own doctors on holiday, but I'm going to see his offsider for a care plan to help me deal with my physical weight. I'm still carrying about 20 kilos more than I had when I was a young girl. And I think that some of that's been healing my gut and making sure the flora is really good. So everything is fine for me in terms of good sleeping. I get exercise. I eat perfectly. Mm-hmm. But I'm still somehow holding on to physical substance that I don't actually really want anymore. I just want that to be lighter. And so, I'm wondering whether this is like a spiritual, psychological side of it, which it probably is. But I'm totally open to having that heal and melt away, that I have the, you know, the perfect physical presence for my purposes, really.
All right, I'm clear on what we're going for then. Okay, you ready to receive? So here we go, Vivian. So I think I'm pretty clear on what we're going for. So you just relax, as I know you know how to do that. So once again, I will lead the invocation, and everyone else, please speak this out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Vivian's highest good. May she have the optimal physical weight and body size that serve highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, so everyone just relax, and here comes the energy. And Vivian's chimes will accompany us from time to time as the energy flows. I'm feeling a strong flow. So everyone just do as usual, stay really passive. Vivian, you too, just passively receive and let the energy come through. Yeah, if anyone notices, this is a really fast flow. This is like a rushing river kind of energy. And I believe it speaks to Vivian's capacity to receive large volumes of energy. So the fact that the energy is flowing so fast and so strong is a testament to Vivian's ability to receive really well, is at least what I'm perceiving. This obviously is not the kind of thing where she's going to end the session 20 kilos lighter, but it's,
I'll let you know.
I mean, we'll take it if it comes, but most likely it'll just put those energetic shifts in motion that will then allow for the subsequent weight loss. Huh. So as a bonus, the odds are saying anyone on this call who would also like weight loss, feel free to tag along. So if that's you, live or on the recording, just say right now, I also request that those energetic shifts be made that will allow me to also come down to my optimal weight and body shape. Then feel free to pile on and ask for that too. They all say, we can do all of you, no problem. I'll jump in on that. I've got a few pounds to lose myself. And even if you have made that request, then just relax, be passive, And you'll both be a conduit and be receiving at the same time. Wow, it feels to me like all of a sudden that super fast flow just stopped, and now I'm just feeling your body as being just so luminous and lit up. Is that your experience too, Vivian?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Something shifted. I'm feeling tingling in certain parts of my body, like my upper chest and around my front of my shoulders and under my ribs.
Yeah, just let it run. So it was a dramatic shift. It was really sudden. And now I feel there's a subtle energy vibrating in many areas of your body. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's quite interior. Yeah.
So this is a shake it up segment. They're not flowing.
They're just loosening
up things that are going to be released here soon. So we'll just relax and let that.
Let that happen. Yeah.
Oh, bigger vibrant. Yeah, they're working it pretty good there. Good.
Ah, right up from my ankles, actually. Yeah.
Right, good. Yeah, Vivian, be sure you're at zero effort. Just let them run it completely.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. Now they're draining it. Now this drain is so different. Do you feel how it's kind of thick and viscous as it comes out your hands? It's slower and just thicker. Yeah, this is the deeper stuff. So just relax as they kind of squeeze it out like goo. Let it go.
Now it's like under my spine. It's like something right at the back.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's that lovely altered state as your reward for releasing this stuff. And again, whoever else is experiencing anything like what I'm describing, just know that you're helping Vivian out by carrying some of the load for her through your own body. As always, the ally is giving each person only what they're capable of processing, with no harm coming to anybody. Just relax and let it all happen, whatever's happening. I'm feeling that the rate of flow has slightly increased. It's not quite as viscous. Is that your experience too, Vivian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Just let it keep going. Now, yeah, it's getting steadily faster now. Good job. And once again, the healing vibe is now for everybody. So everyone right now is also receiving their own highest good healing, even as they're holding space for Vivian. So just everyone relax, be passive, let the allies do it all for you, as always. Yeah, just a reminder to everyone, just stay as passive as you can. If zero effort is enough for you to remain aware of what's happening, then they go to zero. Yeah, everyone's passivity is allowing a lot of amazing work to be done right now. If you're noticing a part of you that wants to somehow control the process or manage it, just say to that part, hey, let's just for a moment see what happens when we just relax and let it flow. Let's just watch. If you still feel like you need to jump in after, we'll talk about that. But just try complete passivity just for a moment here to see what happens. If you've got a little part of you that wants to run the show. Vivian, how does that feel now?
I feel really relaxed and without any concept.
Good. Do you have a sense whether the process is complete or still ongoing? What's your sense?
I have a feeling that it just might continue on and on and on. Which doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't conclude for here, but I feel like this is like something that's just continuing.
Yeah, let me just come to that for just a moment longer, see if we're done with you or not.
Yeah.
That came out sounded funny, to see if your current process is complete enough to move to the next person. Let me just repeat it that way. We never want to be done with you. We love having you around.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that I'm conscious, yes, that's fine to move on. But is it concluded? Well, no, it's not.
I'm getting the same vibe. They're going to keep working on you. So again, you feel free to just receive your own process without having to hold space for this final person necessarily.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. Well done, Vivian. Thanks for jumping in and giving us that nice Australian bell vibe there.
Yeah.
And we now will have one more person. So whoever would like to be our final recipient, feel free to unmute yourself and we'll put you in the hot seat.
I'll give it a shot.
Hey, Fran. Great. Okay. So what would you like healing for?
Okay, so there's multiple things, but the thing that's feeling I should bring up at this time is something that happened years ago where I was exposed to multiple parasites. Mm. And I'd never been through that before. And pretty much everything's gone, but I have what I've looked up is like follicle mites. And from what I've read, everybody has them, but for some reason, my immune system is not keeping them in check. Mm. So it's just been a constant battle since 2015 that is just driving me crazy.
Okay.
It's just driving me crazy.
Now, is this up in your head where the hair roots are, or is it all over the body?
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere I have a hair.
Okay.
A follicle. Right. To the point where I was like putting the hair remover all over my body to just try to get rid of any hair. It's just driving me crazy.
Okay. So we want the most complete elimination of follicle mites from your body. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. That's easy. I mean, easy to conceptualize. We'll see what the allergy will be. I'm sure they'll make a mighty effort.
Thank you.
So you're ready to receive?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Fran's highest good. May she be completely free of follicle mites to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And as always, relax, be the passive pipeline, let the higher powers flow through you to Fran. And immediately, everyone is both flowing and receiving. So just stay passive and everything will happen like it will serve highest good of all. Yeah, Fran, what I'm sensing is they're saturating the vibration that that follicle mites do not like. It's almost like a energetic pesticide, if you will, but you know, not harmful to you at all, but repulsive to them. And we'll just see what this does. The phrase just came to me, smite the mite.
Yes.
So Fran, are you feeling that quickly pulsing energy throughout your body?
I feel like a little cocoon, like there's a little cocoon of energy.
Okay, good. That'll work. And my sense now is the energy has gotten really quiet and it's gone really internal and really subtle. So Fran, just relax and let it do its subtle phase now. And everyone else, just receive whatever you're receiving, even as you hold space for Fran. Fran, are you getting a kind of a blissful vibe right now?
Yes.
So just really enjoy that. Whatever sound you need to make, whatever movement you need to make, just let it rip. So what are these symptoms you experience when the mites are a problem?
Tickling. It's horrendous, really.
And is that something that you always experience, or is it just from time to time that that crops up?
It depends on, it's worse in the evening.
Okay.
And what I'm using, like I will put tea tree oil all over my body, or right now I'm using salt, and that's keeping it kind of down.
So I'm just curious,
for years,
right? I'm just curious, is there any difference right now compared to how you felt when we started your healing process? Is there any clear difference right now?
I can't tell right now.
Okay.
I mean, I felt like maybe some of them were kind of flagellating. not liking it.
Yeah, I've got the sense of kind of a mass die-off that just happened, but
yeah,
that's the impression I got. But I'd love to get your feedback in a day or two. Just email me, let me know.
When I get a die-off, it leaves little scabs all over my body. So it's a cycle.
Okay. Does this energetic cycle feel complete for you, Fran?
I don't know.
All right, let me tune in and see how it feels for me. Yeah, I'm feeling completion. Oh, and I've got a really stupid pun for you too. You know where the best place is to keep a scab?
I don't know.
A scabbard. Right, forget I said that.
Okay. Thank you. If this works, I will be eternally grateful. This has been so difficult.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I hope that helped. I felt some things happening, and I only hope what I felt will be accurately reflected in your own physical experience too.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that was our final hot seater. Let's see. Oh, the allies have a bonus round for everybody. So everybody receives. So everyone, please just close your eyes. And we'll just ask for our own highest good. And we'll receive that for a few minutes direct from the allies. So everyone just say out loud, I now ask to receive. My highest good. Starting now, thank you. And everyone just relax and courtesy of the allies, each of us will get exactly whatever energy most serves us. If you're having an intense experience, just relax into it. Be fully present with it. These allies never overwhelm, so you can be confident whatever is there, you can handle it. You can relax into it. Whether it's challenging or ecstatic or whatever, just be present with it. Wow. In the last 60 seconds, my vibration has totally shifted. This is so cool. This will be a best of archive event for sure. Some of us are being given the chance to move into a higher vibration than we've ever been at before. If so, please relax and allow it to happen. Now just relax into this really sweet, deep, lovely feeling. Nice. So just feel your current state. It, for me, at least, it feels really different and much superior to the state I was in before this last little bonus round. And just know that you can to the best of your ability, integrate this vibe as your new normal moving forward. Nice. Okay, that feels good. So we got just a few minutes left here. So I'd like to open it up for any feedback or comments from anyone, whether you're in the hot seat or not, just any question you have, any whatever you'd like to share. We'll leave just a handful of minutes here for any last minute feedback. So feel free to speak live or type in the chat, whatever feels best. So Fran just typed, thank you, much gratitude and appreciation. You're welcome, Fran. Jim?
Yeah, so I want to say thank you to everybody. I was going to say very helpful, but I'm not really sure from my perspective what really happened. but a lot was going on. And then when we did spirit songs, I just got super hot. My temperature went just instantly. It felt like I went up a degree or two. Very, very noticeable that went down.
Cool.
Temperature got very warm. But anyway, mostly thank you very much. Really appreciate it, everybody.
You're welcome. And thanks for holding that holy fire for spirit song. Patricia typed, close the Mesa ? We will do that right at the end. Thanks for the reminder. I might have forgotten. Spirit song type, blessings and love to all, and thanks for the healing energy. Michelle types, floating with gratitude, adore these healing sessions that bless all of us. Grateful hugs. Spirit song, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to tell Jim that I had to get up and put some lighter clothes on. Because I got so hot when we did the healing, and that's not uncommon for me, but I definitely noticed that. So I'm not surprised that you did. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everyone for your love and healing energies.
Mm. Thank you, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few more things in the chat here. Marianne typed, thank you for the healing and feedback. Fran said, I did feel it in my mouth for Mary and my heart for Jim. Patricia said, so good to have Spirit Song here. I totally agree. All right, so it's about wrap-up time, but anyone want to throw in any last questions or comments before we call it a night? Patricia types, love to all. And I just want to say, I just am so grateful that we have such a great crew of regulars here, as well as some new folks. But we are so fortunate to have a lot of people who show up very regularly on calls, and they hold such an amazing vibration, and they're like the core team of Awakening Plus. And so for all of you who come here with some regularity, so, so profoundly grateful for your presence. It just totally wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you. All right, last call for questions or comments before we close it up and close the Mesa. All righty. So give me just a moment to wrap things up here. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. Mm, Thank you, Alice, for this lovely experience. So awesome. Y'all are so good. Thanks for all the healing and powerful experience that we had. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us all to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you again so very, very much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Thank you all once again. Again, it's February 1st, 2023, and tomorrow night on the 2nd, we're doing our astrology night. So feel free to show up, and we're doing little mini readings for members for about 90 minutes tomorrow night. So show up live for that if you can. We don't record that one, so it's live at, or you're, you know, that's the only way to do it. So big, big thanks to everyone. Thanks for being in the membership. Thanks for helping us create such amazing experiences. Blessings and good night.